You're on the job with Luke G on 103 FXD, coming live from Our Grill Grand Reopening here in Gwynn, going on until 5 p.m. And right now, I'm blessed. I've got the owner, Renee, here. Renee, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
This is awesome. Great event you've got going on until 5 p.m. You got free food going on. You've got a bounce house for the kids. That thing has been full all day today. The kids are absolutely loving it, a little summer fun. What made you want to put on this event for this grand reopening?
We wanted to have our grand opening when we first opened up out on Sawyer, but we didn't feel comfortable out there. We wanted our own place, so once we bought this building and opened up out here, it was time. And today was just the day to do it, and we had it all set up. A little bit cold outside, but that's okay. Everybody's having a good time.
That's fine. I feel like we're spoiled because it's still like 65 degrees out there, you know? I mean, if we'd have said this back in March, it would have been like you're crazy for thinking 65 is cold. But it's been a great turnout, you know, from what I can see, absolutely. And for you guys just to be putting this on, and from everyone I've talked to here today from Our Grill, the sense of being a part of the community has been a big theme that I've guessed. How important is that to you?
Very important to us. We're family is very important. Our employees here are a big part of our. We make them family. We're all a big family here. You saw that Clay was here, and he's like a new dad. So like that baby, they included me like I'm a grandma to them, and it makes me feel very good. So it's, you know, that's a big thing. Everybody is like, new babies come in, we're all a part of that. You know, somebody gets sick, we're all included in that. Somebody gets hurt, we're all included in that. Everybody takes care of everybody. Everybody has each other's back. It doesn't matter who it is. We all got each other's, you know, back and stuff. The community gets, somebody gets hurt out in the community, we're there to help them. We donate gift certificates for fundraisers. We donate food. If somebody passes away, it's just how this community works around here. A lot of people don't get along, but they're always there to help each other.
And wanting to be intertwined with the community and being intertwined with the community, how important was it to get your own building right here in the heart of Gwynn?
It was very important to us because out in Sawyer is a part of the whole community, but we felt a little like out in left field there. Yeah. We didn't feel like we were a part of everything, but here we're right down in the middle of everything, and we can just start bringing everybody closer together. So that was very important to us.
And, you know, I was taking a look at your menu, and this is what I like. No matter what time you come, you know, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, you can get something that's fantastic and freshly made here.
Oh, absolutely. Everything is made from scratch, and we make to order everything. You don't get egg salad that's been sitting in a bowl. It's made when you order it. Same thing with our other salads. We don't have anything sitting made already. We don't like that. That's not how we are.
One of the big things that you have as well is the rotating daily lunch specials that you can find on your Facebook page. You know, what made you decide to kind of do that, kind of freshen it up? Because that's something that's kind of unique.
We went with what we call the Blue Plate Special, which is something that took place back in the 50s. Woolworths was a little bit our age. So we went with that name, and people still want that meatloaf and mashed potatoes and, you know, beef stroganoff kind of thing. So that's what we wanted to go with and be able to box that up for some of our elderly customers that could take it home and heat it up and eat it and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, we don't get to box too many of it because it goes by the time the day is over with, but that is a big thing. People do like to be able to come and have that hearty home-cooked meal, which is what we love to do. So,
talking with Renee, the owner of Our Grill, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the theme that you have going on here. You got records on the wall. You've got advertisements and magazines, you know, from the 50s, from the 60s. What made you want to go with the theme that you have going on inside the building here?
It was something that we've always wanted to do. The era was just something that was amazing back in that day. The Mosh Posh wall with the magazines, If you notice, there is pictures of all of us in there, hidden in between the pictures.
Oh, so you got a little eyes yeah. thing going.
So,
all right.
We, at one point, we're going to frame them, and then some of the customers said it's kind of fun to see the I Spy.
I like it.
So we kept
yep.
it in there like that, and it's everybody. It's our, it's Michelle. It's me. It's our two girls. It's our crew. It's you know, it's
yeah.
everybody in there, and you're going to find customers in there periodically, and different things are going to be there, so, yeah, it's fun.
Renee, the owner of Art Grill. Renee, tell them to come on down and have some fun today, going on until 5 o'clock.
Come on, guys, there's a lot of food left here to eat, and we want to share it all with you, so.
Renee, thank you so much for joining me. This has been awesome here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Full FXD forecast and more great country music on the way. 103 FXD.